Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hey, Travis, haven't I become like a Chris Farley sketch about that time that Cameron Hughes was here? Remember?
Well, you just don't forget it.
Remember that time?
Uh-huh.
Remember? Remember when Cameron Hughes was here for the wine tasting?
Do-do-do, 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 do-do-do.
We're here with Cameron Hughes, by the way, of Cameron Hughes Wine. chwine.com/Stephanie. I had found the Ark of the Lost Covenant when I found you. Because it's like, but that's the thing, is I won't drink cheap, crappy wine.
You don't have to.
Right, exactly. But I did not. I had never heard of this. There's a bunch of online wine stuff where you can get. But, you know, you get all the name brands, you know. But half the time, first of all, they screw you. You don't realize it's like half a bottle. You're like, oh, that's a great price for a. And then or there's so many ways that you go, oh, by the time you do shipping and this and that, it's not really that great, it's not a great price.
There's not access to consumers in the direct-to-consumer business for wine. It's simply a channel, typically. And for so many wineries, if you did offer better pricing online, you get in trouble with your distributor.
Right.
Right? So it's hard for them to do.
Right. Let's go to, speaking of opening my palate, let's try the Sauvignon.
Let's try the Sauvignon Blanc.
Because I know I'm not a Sauvignon person.
I would call this uber tropical style. Big. This is a very ripe, rich style of Napa Sauvignon Blanc. It actually comes from Pope Valley, which is back up behind, say, Stag's Leap.
Okay.
And has really come alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How
I
ripe.
I swear to God, I'm not just
note?
Saying this because you're here. Because I was wondering how to navigate styles of wine that I don't like with you here. I actually really like that. You know what it is, Sean? I'm getting over, if you had an ex that had the really loved Sauvignon Blanc, you have to show mommy on the bottle of Sauvignon Blanc where the mean lady hurt you.
Oh.
But
wow.
What? But my point is, sometimes you think you don't like things, you're for whatever reason. But that's delicious.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, snap out of your Cameron Hughes trance. For a limited time, save up to 15% off with one of the new radio mix sampler packs, plus free shipping. What? Go to chwine.com/Stephanie or text my name, Stephanie, to 511-511. That's 15% off and free shipping with one of the new radio mix sampler packs. Text Stephanie to 511-511 or chwine.com/Stephanie. And now here's Alaska Thunderfuck. No, girl, she's not a lesbian with those nails. It is Alaska Thunderfuck, winner of RuPaul's Drag Race,
All
and
stars.
Jeremy, her musical partner. Wow.
Hi,
hello.
Okay.
No, I'm not a lesbian today. Some days I am.
Let me just say, because I'm a little old white lady that works in my basement, I'm at the Urban Dictionary. Do it for us. How do we say hi?
You go like this. You go like, hi, and you like force it through your nose cavity. Hing, and I like to spell it with four E's.
Okay. That is
H-I-E-E-E-E.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the gay mating call, according to Urban Dictionary. Hi,
oh, I like that.
Jeremy, wow. Hi.
Hi.
I just love the explanation. There's no meaning behind it. Nobody really knows why it's said or why it's popular.
That's true.
Greeting made popular by RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5 runner-up. Oh, let's talk more about Season 2 and the winner, ladies and gentlemen. The winner.
All-Stars Season 2.
Alaska Thunderstruck 5000.
Thunderfuck.
Right, Thunderfuck.
You said struck.
Sorry.
This is the first time we've ever
well,
not said a swear word when you're supposed
as
to.
Well.
What is happening? The whole point of this podcast is to drink and swear, primarily about Donald Trump.
Okay. Hallelujah. It's a pleasure to be here.
But you are from the planet Glamatron.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Hi, also the name of your song, which features the rules of going to a drag show. I just like that it is used in a sentence, Travis, in Urban Dictionary. Mm-hmm. RuPaul, Alaska, hi, Alaska Thunderfuck. Hi, Drag Race fans. Hi, RuPaul. Hi, Alaska Thunderfuck. Hi.
That's
okay,
true.
And that's pretty much the world. Hi. And so that's how that started.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
I like that it has, I like that it, the first line of that was like, it has no meaning and no one knows why it's popular or why people say it. I think it's because of babies, though. Like people come to my shows and they tell me they have like 3-year-olds
right.
who love saying it. I think
sure.
it's pleasurable to like bounce that noise out of your head.
Right.
And so I think even babies like
yeah.
So
okay, can I just say how excited I am that I because most people hear this just on iTunes. Although we do have a video podcast as well, but you are in full drag, right?
Yes,
Jeremy also looks fantastic and very Stevie Nicks'd out.
Yeah,
thank
totally.
You. She's one of my great icons.
I know. We'll get to that.
She's doing her research.
Yeah. But Alaska, there's so much. That is so. We have so much to talk about. I loved your whole monologue beating the fuck out of a Donald Trump pinata.
Yeah.
It was. You seemed like you were getting a lot of emotion out.
Yeah. They asked me if I wanted to do that, and I was like, yes.
Yes.
I would be happy to do that.
Beat Donald Trump
it was
with a
like,
stick.
Yes, and like back then, it was like. I mean, it was still like a joke. Like he was like a joke candidate. It was like, oh my god, that's hilarious. He's gonna win.
Can we talk about how Taylor Swift has stolen your act? Because you look at what was this headline? Alaska, I won Drag Race All Stars. Now go vote. And this was before fucking Trumptastrophe, right?
Yeah.
You tried to prevent all this.
Yeah, I'm proud of Taylor Swift. Have you heard about the Taylor Swift? She came out. She's famously not talked about politics ever.
Right.
And she just came out with like a long like thing. And she was like, I have always voted and I will always vote for people who represent like protecting LGBT rights and like rights of women and
anti-racism.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, good for her. I'm
I know.
Glad.
No,
know?
And it's like I don't even know where we are at today, Travis. But
I don't know today's
the registrations
numbers.
Because of her and her 112 million followers, right? Have yeah. spiked. I mean, it's incredible.
More people registered to vote in the 2 days after she said that than the entire months of August and September combined.
Oh, go Tay Tay.
Hi, but listen. This is.
Title.
I was just looking. Do we have some nostalgia music, please? Because I'm sorry. When Alaska won RuPaul's Drag Race, she was asked, "What are your new what are your new responsibilities as an All Stars champion?" You said, "Now that I've become crowned, I feel very entitled. I feel very demanding. I would like to decree, planet Earth, that nails are now optional, flats are extremely sexy, and most importantly, Black Lives Matter. Women should be paid an equal wage, and don't elect Donald Trump." I mean, you tried to tell the world before.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're
yeah.
still telling them. We're still telling them.
You talk about that your very birth as a drag queen was caused by anger over George W. Bush. Don't you? Isn't he just fucking cuddly now compared to this bullshit?
Isn't that scary? Yeah.
Yeah. You're just remember when I was mad about that?
Right. Yeah. Now it's like outrage on steroids all the time.
I picture you having like the tantrum you had on RuPaul, yeah. like just every day. That's me. I'm Alaska on RuPaul's Drag Race every day.
Thank
from 6
you.
To 9
right? It's like the Brett Kavanaugh mantrum times 20.
Yeah.
Every.
Yeah. It's kind of me every day too.
How would you compare your hissy fit to Brett Kavanaugh's? Although you weren't applying to be a Supreme Court justice.
I looked way prettier.
Yes.
Yeah. And I ripped off my hair and I ripped off my dress and everything. I think he could have like taken a few notes. And,
I bet you could also handle your liquor better.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're going to go for the drama, right?
Go for the drama.
It was an ugly cry. It was like an ugly mat. It was like, oh, those screenshots. Ugh, not pretty, right? Yeah. You could have helped.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm fixated on this interview right after you won. You said, I love vaginas. I think they're powerful. You're the first, like, pussy hat, like, champion, really. And, you know, anti-pussy grabber. You said, I think they're powerful. I think they're beautiful. They're amazing. Free the nipple. Free the pussy.
I stand by all of that.
Let's talk about it. Pussy power. I think we're going to see pussy power in this midterm election.
I hope to goddess so.
Yeah.
It's about time.
You slipped me that goddess without even telling me I was pretty. You just slipped me goddess. Like I wasn't going to notice that you said. Okay. Alaska, Jeremy, you have a new album out, obviously. You guys have been friends since college?
Autumn 2003.
Wow.
Yeah, I had transferred to the University of Pittsburgh. I was taking a psychology course. Mm-hmm. And a few rows up, all the way in the front, even more nerdy than I, there was Justin the boy.
Yeah.
Ish. Being very studious. I'm like, oh, what a lovely creature. Maybe
you said you hit on her, but you were not old enough for her.
Oh, that's
yes,
good.
That was true. You were into gentleman callers a bit older than I was.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah, you're not old enough.
Educated writers.
Like Anna Nicole Smith's husband old? Or what kind
not
of
not quite that. Like fucking cocoon somewhere old? Somewhere between.
Wait, could you go for Lindsey Graham for us?
He was in his late 20s. He was a graduate student.
Who, the guy I was dating in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
He was 32 and I was 18.
There it is.
Which I think now, because I'm 33 now, and I think about, like, would I have any interest in dating someone who's 18? And I don't.
No.
I think they're lovely, but there's so much growing up that happens in those few years.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't want to babysit a child.
So you have no sympathy for 18-year-old Alaska.
Well, you're no, I mean, that was something that I was curious about and something I wanted. And so, you know, that happened.
Right.
That's fine.
If you're an older man, could you go after Lindsey Graham and maybe figure out what's going on with that mess up?
I feel like you could go undercover, man, and save America. You really could.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Wouldn't that be fantastic if he not only comes out? I'd like to introduce my new husband, Alaska.
I'm really inconspicuous, so it would be really
Do you like Southern Bells?
Undercover.
I picture the Gone with the Wind theme playing. Mint juleps, right? On a veranda somewhere.
That's if you were dating Lindsey Graham, you'd have to get used to that.
I love making dresses out of curtains.
Right? Yeah. This is dramatic. Right? You can borrow the Carol Burnett. You can go to the Smithsonian and get the Carol Burnett curtains.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, my God. You could save America,
Carol
Alaska
Burnett,
Thunderfuck.
Carol Burnett's done the show. She sat in that chair a few weeks ago.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yes, Carol Burnett did.
We can work on getting those.
We
she
could,
sat
oh my God.
Right here.
Yes.
Yes.
Carol Burnett.
I know. I'm about
so
to
So did Jane Fonda.
Wow.
You know, don't. Just control yourself.
I know a drag queen
I'm just
queen
saying,
named.
We could hook up getting the curtains for Alaska to marry Lindsey Graham on the veranda in South Carolina. They could fuck on a, you know, fainting couch in front of America.
Can Lindsey Graham handle a thunderfuck?
I don't think so.
You could do so much good. Okay. Now, obviously you love Stevie Nicks. I'm just looking, Jeremy, at your attire. But you guys love Dolly. You love Whitney, of course. Like all
self-respecting. Yeah, we worship at the whole temple systems of divas and goddesses. And I mean, I love to go. I could go as far back as you want, but I'll say, like, I'm a psychedelic rock queen. Give me some Grace Slick.
Oh,
give me some, you know, like Anna.
People
Nancy
would always
Wilson,
say I look like her, and I'm like, now because that's a
Pat Benatar.
Yes,
Tracy
love Pat
Chapman.
Benatar.
Like, I listen to so much 60s, 90s female artist. So that's where my heart lies.
I once had to endure Pat Benatar watching me sing I Need a Lover with my my rock band from my radio station in 1980-something. I've never really seen a look like that exactly, except in like Springtime for Hitler, just kind of like...
Wow.
So tell us about the new album. So it's called Amethyst Journey.
Amethyst Journey.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I have to say, your first album, Zaleska, your makeup is terrible and nails.
You like that?
I love those titles. But this seems like a whole new kind of thing for you guys, right? It's not even it's a different even kind of music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of coming out with the sort of... intimate relationship that we have musically. It's the way that we have bonded over many years. When we were roommates or when we're spending time with one another, we would fire up the keyboard and have a glass of wine and start singing Fleetwood Mac or Heart or Whitney or Dolly.
Oh, Heart.
We got called on the cops when we were living on Laurel Avenue in West Hollywood because we were singing Dolly Parton probably at 2:30 a.m. on a Tuesday night after FUBAR karaoke.
Right. At decibels, probably not.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
Women are just so magical and multidimensional and inspiring. And for, you know, people with male-ish bodies, I think, like, it's just respect to the powerful women in our lives.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Behind the Music. Alaska, how does this differ from your first album, Anus?
Well, this
and your
is
second
like,
album, Pound Cake.
Right. This is like, this music is like the indica, whereas those are sativa. So those are, my previous albums are very like, you want to turn up and go to the club and get dragged and go crazy. And, and then this is sort of like, you want to like, I don't know, put it in your ears and... like have an intimate, introspective night.
Yeah.
Well, we've got their first single here. If you want to hear it.
I've ear fucked your husband, as you recall.
Yes, my husband.
Well, it's good, done well, right? Just like it's like a nice, it's a warm tongue in your ear.
# me too, lady.
Okay. All right.
We do have their first single if you want to hear it.
Ear fucked your husband?
Yeah, she has a habit of like sticking your tongue in guys' ears.
Oh.
Which is weird because she's a lesbian. That's how she greets gay men.
I'm really bad at it. Listen, I need your help. As we started talking about up there, I need a little love. I need some. I am a lipstick lesbian. I need some lipstick lesbian because Jane Fonda, when she was sitting there, she actually said to me, "Did you hear that?" She said, "Now, honey, I love your eyelashes, but you can see the."
Oh yeah, that was one. That one was falling off that day.
Did she say that to you?
And I was. She's like, "Honey, I use the individual lashes." I'm like, "Jane, I can't get the fucking magnetic lashes to work or the individuals, so I wear the adhesives because I get the glue in my eye." She's like, "Oh, well, dear, you can do it. You can do it."
Wow.
You can do the individual lashes. What? Help me. Help me. I'm an old...
I don't... Well...
Les works in my basement, and I put on lashes because I got a couple... friggin' extensions in for you guys because I was like, I can't.
Really? Thank you. I love extensions.
Right?
I have a visceral like love for them.
I used to have the, you know, permanents, and now I have the snap-ins. Like,
yeah.
Like, if we get in a fight, you can totally fucking pull my weave out.
Oh, right. Mine's growing out of my head, so I wish I could. Yeah. You know, it's just.
Yeah. So talk to us. Talk to the gals about okay, how do you get lipstick to stay on like yours, and what kind of eyelashes should I use?
I would say use liquid lipsticks.
Yes.
They're everywhere right now. Like every brand is doing them. Really? And they dry really fast and they don't really move. So it's like I would recommend that if you're concerned about it moving or drifting or getting weird.
Well, it's a thing for lipstick lesbians because, you know.
Right.
You get some action going on, and then you're not a lipstick lesbian anymore. You're like, you look like you've had a, like if you took a hockey puck in the fucking mouth, right?
Yeah, or somewhere else.
Right? What? Alaska.
And if you're a vegan, I know Sugar Pills brand is all vegan and cruelty-free.
Okay.
So you could, you know, go and have an excellent evening.
Right. I understand.
With whoever your company is,
sure.
And if you have the liquid lipstick,
okay,
it's most likely not going to do anyone any harm.
Writing this
sugar
down.
Pill is wonderful.
Yeah, sugar pill.
Okay.
That's what I'm wearing.
Is that, that's the kind of lipstick you're wearing? Mm-hmm.
This gorgeous amethyst.
That's a beautiful color.
This is really, I love both of them, but the main reason I'm doing this is to get lipstick lesbian tips. Okay. Oh my God, Alaska's lipstick looks edible. It looks so good. I am getting so hungry. You know what? I think I'll do instead, Travis. I'm going to make us a sunbasket meal.
Which can fix.
Well, funny you should ask. Super fast Thai turkey lettuce cups. I can get this done and be back to the happy hour in a jiffy.
That sounds handy and delicious.
Well, you know what? I'm not a good cook. So I get the super fast one, and it is, I make amazing meals, and it seems like I'm a fancy chef.
Well, you don't have time to make fancy meals. You got news, you got show prep, you
and
got
guess what?
Interviews.
I have a friend that's a fancy chef that's helped me with these meals, and she loves them too because they're fantastic. Instead of eating whatever's like, you know, handy that might not be healthy, I have the quick and easy meal plan from Sunbasket. Sunbasket's meal kits always make it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, and then your kitchen smells fantastic too. Mm-hmm. No matter how much experience you have in the kitchen, you can do this. Now getting a meal on the table is even faster and more foolproof. I love the new quick and easy meal plan and the super speedy recipes. You get pre-measured, easy-to-prep ingredients. It's like cooking for dummies, but These are 10 or 15-minute recipes. I have cooked super-fast Thai turkey lettuce cups, simple sausage tacos with bell pepper, chili salsa, and queso fresco. And Travis, here's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Sunbasket helps you eat your kind of healthy. They have paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, and more. You can mix and match. They have 18 weekly recipes. What?
Hey, you know what? That's something to choose from.
That's a lot of variety. Go to sunbasket.com/Miller today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Miller to get $35 off your order today. Sunbasket.com/Miller. And what goes with Sunbasket meals? Cameron Hughes wine. It's a match made in heaven. My Cameron Hughes wine, as you know, Travis, it's so yummy. I want to kiss it and hug it and marry it.
Well, you know what you learned today?
What?
You learned about special lipstick from Alaska, and you're not going to get it all over your wine glasses.
I know. Because listen, I don't want to desecrate, particularly my true love. It's my Lot 595, Cameron Hughes Chardonnay, big, buttery, award-winning. This is ultra-premium wine, award-winning wine, half price. I mean, think about it for a minute, right?
It's your favorite. This is what you drink every day.
I have great bubblies from them. I have great Pinot Noirs. I have great Chardonnays. They are literally 40 to 80% off what you would pay for the exact same wine at retail. Cameron Hughes, he goes to all these boutique wineries, right? Cuts out the middleman, brings all that savings direct to you. Cameron Hughes, the number one wine brand online. And right now, the new 6 sampler packs, you can get the luxury mix sampler or the elegant red sampler. Even more amazing prices than the normal prices that are already 40 to 80% off. Oh, my God.
Well, these are the things that are going to expand your palate, kind of like when he came here and taught you about all the different ones.
Yes, gently expanded my palate like no man before. Cameron Hughes, the man, the myth, the legend. He stands behind guarantees 100% of every bottle he sells because his name is on his name's on it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, you will be blown away at the fantastic quality and value. Go to, right now, a limited time, 15% off with one of the new Radio Mix sampler packs, plus free shipping. Go to chwine.com/Stephanie or text my name, Stephanie, to 511-511. Save up to 15% off and free shipping with one of those new Radio Mix sampler packs. chwine.com/Stephanie. Cameron Hughes Wine, extraordinary wine, exceptional value. Speaking of extraordinary, now back to Alaska. This is, I have to say, it is amazing, right, how you've always been political. And, there's some celebrities that are afraid to be political. I keep saying, how can you fucking not be in this just all-out assault on our democracy and on people of color, gay people, you name it, right?
Yeah.
And now we're having this, like, battle of the sexes with this horrible, like, misogyny and you know, all-out, like, cheering for sexual assault, basically, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, you travel a lot all over the country. What's it like when you go into the South? I mean, do you notice a difference in audiences there? Because we feel like there's such a difference between the left and the right and the North and the South and everything.
They tip more in the South. It's a real thing. Yeah, I mean,
they know how to treat a lady.
Geographically, the South, like definitely Florida, is like the huge tip, like Louisville as well.
Yeah.
I've been to Louisville.
Tennessee is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Loves
they tip a lot more, so I don't know. Maybe it's the heat. I don't know.
they
need to get it out of their pockets because it makes their pants even heavier or stickier. Yeah.
Just take my money. Just take it, please.
Yeah.
Just go ahead, buddy.
But I just love this. America, this is from some other article, Alaska's very birth as a drag queen was caused by her anger with George W. Bush administration. During the panel, she said her frustration with the world and with feeling lied to by the mass media led her to start doing drag. When Trump was put into office, that anger was reignited. I mean, now it's even worse, right? The media's part in it. I mean, every day is like another layer of shit show, right? That you can't believe what you're watching.
I think it's important that, you know, I think we have to learn how to think for ourselves in a way that, you know, we haven't in my lifetime, because it's always been like, oh, the news is telling you what you need to know, and that's right. But now it's like, you're right, it's like not, it's not that. Yeah. So we need to, like, because we know what's right. Like,
I think you said in here, drag is inherently political. Which I kind of get it. You know, you said, first of all, it's sort of like, you know, there's all these guys calling each other girl, like whatever. Like, they're sort of like, the lines are already not like, I mean, and that's what really should be our, it's just no labels should be where we're hoping to go, right?
Yeah.
And
it
feels like we're going backward in gay rights. And in, I mean, the fact that it is a real possibility that they could take marriage equality away now is.
I think change happens with the people, and so we might have to take two steps back, because, you know, they're clawing and fighting to keep things the way they've always been, but the change is happening in the people, and like the children know what's up. So eventually we'll get to where we need to go. They're going to, the people who don't want to surrender that little bit of that, or that great amount of power that they have, they don't want to give up any of that. And they're going to scratch and claw as much as they can. But the change happens with the people.
Yeah.
The people are waking up. The kids are waking up.
Are you hopeful about the midterms, both of you?
I am.
Sure, the liberal menace is coming.
Yeah.
The mob. We're coming, the angry honey. Mob's coming,
we
honey.
We are coming.
And the hurricanes are at least liberal.
Maybe we're clawing with our nails.
Wake up the South.
Yeah, we're pulling off weaves, man. We're fucking the liberal mob is coming.
We'll be down with this hurricane.
Yeah, yeah. If the areas that are being ravaged by hurricanes right now are not getting immediate help and not also demonstrating visibly on social media that like the government does not always come through for disaster areas. It's a kind of a natural setup. Is Mother Earth, if you're brown and you live in Puerto Rico. Liberal?
Yeah.
You know? Just in time for midterm elections. You can put that out.
No, I mean, if you're brown and in Puerto Rico, how come there's not a fucking investigation? We lost 3,000 Americans.
Yeah.
Like we did on 9/11.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, well, that's just another horror of the Trump administration. That's, you know, a few thousand news cycles ago. But
well, and we also had this big report come out about climate change this week. And how we're going to be fucked in 12 years if we don't turn things around. And then a major hurricane slams into the Gulf.
Right. Yeah. As we speak, Panama City is inundated with Category 5. So we need to have so much accountability from the beginning. It's like, who's helping each other? It's community. It's neighbors helping neighbors. It's holding the people who say they're going to help in times of disaster.
Yeah, we have to do this
ourselves.
That's
what they're built for.
We are going to have to do this ourselves.
So what's going to Alaska?
I love that you said you said you always feel more masculine in drag than you do out of it, because I can tell you're in a fighting mood for the midterms. You said everything has to be made for me. That makes me feel manly, because I'm like, oh, if I put on women's clothes, they're tiny and don't fit. I'm bulging out of them like the Hulk.
Yeah, that's true.
But it isn't interesting, like, just on the whole thing, masculinity, femininity, all that. How do you mean that when you say political anger is what made you start doing drag? Like, in what way? What need to express yourself?
Well, I think I always felt like I didn't belong when I was, you know, a child, because I'm sort of like gay and feminine, but I'm a boy.
Mom's right behind you, like, from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah. You're literally a mama's boy, because your mama's literally right behind you.
Hallelujah. It's true. So I don't know. Drag was like sort of taking that anger and confusion and just sort of like putting it on stage and having an outlet that can be that doesn't have any rules.
Yeah. I love it in some of your videos. You're kind of half in and out of drag, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, in the Trump pinata thing, you have like, I don't know, like you've just eaten a baby or something. You have like all like red,
yeah.
But then you're no facial makeup, but then a wig. Uh-huh. Just because you look a little, you know, like kind of road hard,
I
put up
really
wet,
scary.
Like we all feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All a little, yeah.
That's the way we all feel, right, Travis? Just all road hard and put up wet, man. Just fucking one nerve. We're all like ready to snap.
When my alarm goes off at 4:15 every morning?
Yeah, my resting bitch face hasn't rested in 2 years. It's just...
We're getting up when you're probably going to bed most of the time, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we do a morning show from 6 to 9 a.m.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So you're probably just getting home.
Yeah,
well, in the olden days,
true. Things have calmed down since FUBAR.
Girl, I can't hang at FUBAR. I'm like, oh, it's midnight. It's really late. I just go to bed.
I used to bartend at the bar that
she
got her start in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I'm saying that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
that's
I'm the
so
same
crazy.
I do be out till midnight? Are you kidding?
Right. No, we were closed in FUBAR all the time.
Yeah.
See, this is such a great point you made in this interview. You said there's a bunch of dudes in a pink room. All of the dudes are calling each other she. Nobody's batting an eyelash about it.
Yeah.
That's extremely progressive because I like to see a world where gender is not such a strict this or that.
Yeah.
And I do think, like when you were talking about the kids, I mean, that's the next wave, isn't it? No labels, you know, in terms of whatever, right? Gay, straight, gender, all of that stuff. And it's... You're right. They can't stop it. They can't stop sort of the demographic and the generational change that's coming.
You can't.
Yeah.
The worst they can do is distract them.
Yeah.
Right.
I love... You talked about that RuPaul obviously got an Emmy, and you were saying he deserves it. He's in full drag, and drag fucking hurts.
That's true.
What hurts the most?
Interviews... I don't know where you found all these, but I love all the answers. They're so good.
You're good in interviews.
But what's the most? What hurts the most about drag? Is it the what happens to the man bits? Like what's going on down there?
No, not even that. I mean, I didn't really do anything with that region.
You're just hanging out for
today.
Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some women have dicks. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think it's just the all over, like the having an awareness of everything that's glued to your body. So like you have to. So in a way, like I was putting on my shoes and my socks earlier, but I had my nails on already, which is like a mistake. Don't do that. So
sure.
It slowed everything down. So I have to be fully aware. Woof. Yeah. I have to be fully aware so I don't break my nails off putting on a sock.
Yeah.
So it like slows down. So it's very like, it can make you, if you're in a hurry, it's really like, it makes me crazy.
Yeah. No, and you are so startlingly beautiful in person.
Heck,
I mean,
yeah,
as a lesbian, like I would totally fuck you. And then I saw the nails and that's like, I'm like, wow, that would be like fucking Edward Scissorhands.
And you'd also lose your virginity.
Like, my vagina would be like ripped to ribbons. You know what I mean? Be like,
she's got other things besides her fingers. And also you are still a virgin.
All right. Well, okay.
She insists on that. Anyways.
We also have something in common.
I support that.
We also have something in common. We've heckled Caitlyn Jenner because I ran into her.
Oh my goodness!
You
did?
What did you do? I ran into her GLAD or something, and I got a picture. But I don't. How can you say you're Republican? It's like they hate you. They want to take away all your rights, right? They want you to get back in the fucking Wheaties box and be a man. They don't want you like who you are.
Yeah, I was pissed, and admittedly, I was also very drunk. And it was the end of this pageant, and she was a judge on this pageant for transgender contestants. So, I mean, it was a great event, but it was sort of like, it was like an elephant in the room. It was like, so at the end, I went down there, everyone was trying to get her picture, and I was like, who'd you vote for, Caitlyn? Because it was just after the election. I was freshly pissed off. Who'd you vote for? Caitlyn, what's good? Who'd you vote for, girl? And then they whisked her away. But if you can't stand on a stage and say proudly who you voted for,
right,
then maybe you should vote for someone else.
Yeah. No, well, Leska, listen, Bruce Jenner's picture was in my high school locker when I thought I was a straight Catholic girl. I wanted to, you know, fucking marry Bruce Jenner, which now that still could happen. So some dreams, if he were not Republican, she, excuse me, right, Travis, that might happen now. If she if I could bring her around to the liberal light, my high school dream could come true that I could marry Bruce Jenner. All right. Let's not dwell.
It didn't work out the way you planned it, though.
No. Well, sometimes your dreams look different, don't they, Alaska? Don't they tell you that in pageants? Well, don't your dreams look different? Like, okay, I thought I was going to fucking marry Bruce Jenner.
Well,
now
she was the
Bruce
woman,
is
though.
Caitlin, and right, but now I turned out to be a lesbian.
You were attracted to her. Right. And right. So I don't, I think it's, you know, I think you just, you know what you're attracted to.
Right. It's such a 2018 dream, yeah. Travis. All right, where's my nostalgia music? Because speaking of teenage
nostalgia.
Dreams, mommy's behind you. Look at mama. Mama's just glowing. Mama's so proud of you. Mama, okay. Mama from Erie, Pennsylvania,
uh-huh.
raising a little Justin. Justin Andrew Honnard.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What? So what happened? What was that like? Was it more Footloose? What was your family like? How was the...
My family's great.
Well,
yeah.
But I mean, did mom know you were gay and when and how that all?
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't, it wasn't.
I assume you weren't born in the purple wig.
I don't wear wigs, but okay. I've always wanted to try it. I've never tried it, but I'm really curious. Some of
that's
the girls,
your natural hair?
Some of the girls, yeah. I've sat in the salon for hours uh-huh. trying to develop my long platinum blonde hair into this sort of lavender shade. I just took hours.
She made me snort. Okay.
Leave-in conditioner. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was obviously different, and I was obviously, like, I think effeminate and, like, gay, and a mother knows. Yeah. So, yeah, she knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was really supportive when I came out.
Yeah. So. Well, she obviously, look at her looking at the baby boy. She loves
it
so
baby.
Much. So wait, and I love that. First of all, you graduated from Fort LaBeouf High School. Now, boofing, did that mean the same thing at your
Fort
high school?
LaBeouf. Which I don't know if that's better than boof. Buff, boofy.
I think
boof.
We all know what boofing is.
What is boofing?
It either means
is
anal sex.
Is that a Kavanaugh
sex.
Thing?
Yeah. It means anal sex, or it means ingesting drugs or alcohol through your asshole, which I'm not really sure
oh.
why. But. Okay, that's what it meant for frat douches.
It hits you faster if you do it that way.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Because it bypasses, like, the liver. You can also die from it.
So yeah.
Kids
okay.
listening
well,
out there
fun.
Don't do it.
No.
Well, there was that whole thing. Wasn't there a thing a few years ago with girls soaking tampons?
Yeah.
And doing
vodka.
It that way.
I feel like that's the first time you've ever talked about a tampon without what? Throwing up.
Well, okay. I just say
like
I read the news.
Like a soaked tampon?
I'm hip to what the kids are doing.
Okay. Well, all right.
But that was a thing for a little while, right? You remember that, don't you?
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Yeah, dangerous. Yeah.
Now, I feel like if you were in a devil's triangle at any point in your life, that's two men and a woman, I feel like the woman would not get the necessary attention. Am I extrapolating too much?
She'd be like, hey.
Hey.
Excuse me.
Hi.
Excuse me.
Maybe that's where you found that. It's your first devil's
Hi.
Triangle.
Yeah, she's
Hi.
Trying to get my attention.
That was funny. I didn't even prepare that. That
no,
was
that
funny.
Just came
Come
out.
Come on, you know you like that.
You're okay. going through Kavanaugh's yearbook right now.
Yeah. All right. But I love that you met your you've broken up now, but your friends. But you met your first boyfriend, Sharon Needles.
Yeah.
Who was also a drag queen. Mm-hmm. It's you were together for many years. See, I always thought like lipstick lesbians were always like, oh, twice the dresses and makeup. Is that what it's like for two drag queens?
Oh, yeah. She had great drag, and we're the same size pretty much. So, honey, I lucked out. I didn't have shit for drag. I had, like, three fucking swimsuits.
Was it hand-me-down?
Oh, no, that's
and
totally
and some
a
broken
thing.
Heels. And her house was literally full of drag. So, no, I definitely lucked out in that sense.
Oh, my God. Totally. I swear to God, that's what I was thinking. It's such a... thing with lipstick
same
lesbians
shoe
we're like
size.
Oh my God, same dresses, same twice the jewelry,
yeah,
twice the makeup,
yeah,
yeah,
that's a real yeah that was
fantastic.
A real thing.
So what
maybe that's why it lasted 4 years.
What's happening now? Is mama thing. Gonna get to see a wedding? What's going on? Are you seeing someone? What's happening?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not
your mother just started crying.
I'm not in a hurry for like the government to like give me a piece of paper about yeah. my personal life. I like it being intimate and
yeah.
real just between us.
Yeah, well, you better fucking hurry because it's almost Handmaid's Tale, man. Like,
right.
It's almost Handmaid's Tale.
On season three of Drag Race, her and Chad, who was the all-stars, her and Chad were dressed as handmaids for RuPaul.
Yeah, so I have the outfit, so I'm at least ahead of the game.
So, because obviously it's a bit of a reality show, like, right? I mean, I'm not talking about just the presidency, all of it, but RuPaul's Drag Race. So, like, when you had your sort of meltdown, you go, was that planned? Because you go, is Brett Kavanaugh, that obviously was planned, right? It was obviously planned that they're like, you know, entitled rich white guy shit fit, you know.
Right. He went in, you know, knowing that he was going to have strong words to say.
Right.
I didn't plan it, but when you're in that environment, the cameras are on you. And whereas normally I would go home and get pissed and text my best friend and be like, okay, this is what's going on. There you have nine cameras on you. So you kind of, so I leaned into the emotion. Because it makes,
it seemed real when you won. I mean, because it's still like, right? I mean, whether it's a pageant in high school or whatever, like, it's still real, like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is real. So it's not acting. It's true thing. It's just like expelling my, so I made the conscious decision to expel my inner feelings, which was not a good idea.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't know. I did it.
I've always loved RuPaul. He was on my late night TV show in 95. And it was my, people asked me, what was your favorite interview?
Mm-hmm.
When he first came out and I hugged him and I was like, you know, it is. And I was like, oh my God, your breasts are so fantastic. I said, what are they? And he goes, they're Egg McMuffins. Who's hungry? It was just fantastic. It was fantastic.
It was in the early days too.
That's a good answer.
It was 1995. Yeah. He was always just out there, man. But, so, you know, I feel like it's interesting. You're giving so many people courage. And yet I loved one thing you said in an interview. Someone asked you what makes you laugh. And you said, what makes me laugh? I really like mean humor. Like, my favorite thing is when drag queens say really mean stuff to me. Well, Donald Trump is the meanest, not just president person we've ever seen. But isn't it different? That kind of humor is in love. And it's not punching down. Donald Trump punches down.
And it's also like I like intelligent insult humor because and it comes from a place of love because, like, honey, we're all in this together. We're all doing the same thing.
Right.
And so it's like a badge of honor if someone I respect says something really funny about me.
Right.
But when it's just like rude and mean spirited, not funny.
But isn't that the difference? Why I feel like all the best comedians are liberal. And all the, I mean, even, you know, what you do, you're obviously a progressive. It's because it is not punching down. Like, he's making fun of the disabled and sexual assault victims. And I mean, it's so, like, don't you feel like, I bet your mom taught you this when you were a kid. What? When you saw him mock that disabled kid, didn't your mom teach you that in Erie, Pennsylvania when you were a kid? Don't go, don't do that about the disabled, about the kid that's, right? I mean, and then he tries to claim he's not doing it. You're like, we've seen that since we were all kids. Don't mock that kid, right? Yeah. Because he's weaker. He's, you know, it's punching down.
It's bullying.
Yeah.
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 I mean, this is, we were saying, right? This election is like, because we just had Leah Thompson in that chair. But from Back to the Future.
There's been some good butts in that chair.
But Back to the Future, like, either we're going to
Caroline in the City, honey.
Yes, but we're going to fucking punch Biff in the face and say, stop raping our country and our girlfriend, right? Or we're not. Like, or we're going to go, oh, yeah, that's okay.
Hey, but most of us have had to deal with bullies all of our lives, right? And that's what Donald Trump is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also is in full face and makeup, too.
Speaking of the best comedians in the country, Alaska had the best line ever. On, because you were asked to name different Republicans' drag names, and you named Ted Cruz.
The unfuckable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know what? You can't.
They did good with that
one. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
They did good with that one.
Kanye can't grab the mic from you. You know? All right. Those were some that was some funny stuff. Drag names for... Oh, Jamie, shush. For different Republicans, yeah. But so you are hopeful. You're hopeful?
Yes, but I mean, things have to change drastically. So I don't know what that's going to look like I mean, to save the earth, it's going to have to look different.
Yeah.
So that means, like, I don't know.
We need some of that lipstick that you guys use to keep the earth just the way it is.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I can't do drag anymore. Maybe it's bad for the environment. All this stuff comes from China. It comes over in airplanes. You know.
Those tariffs could hurt you.
Does it? Well, I don't know. But, like, what is the, you know, we only have 10 years left.
How deep do you go?
How, you know, do we have to, like, stop having, like, a meat industry? Do we have to, like, stop having aviation? I don't know.
Yeah.
What is that?
Somebody said that. They were, well, Moby lives, like, two doors down. And if he finds you using meat or oil, man, he will bitch slap you. Because that's what he tweeted this week. He was like, meat or oil or the earth. Like, what is it? You know, like, which is it?
Is that it? Is that, I mean, is that what it comes down to? Yeah. It's, you know, I don't know.
And I'd say that my favorite thing about this whole podcast is that you claim that you were born with that purple hair. That long purple hair.
You can't prove otherwise.
Your mom has amazing genetics. Did your mom fuck Prince? I'm just going to ask you right now because I don't know how you're born with long, beautiful purple hair.
I know, yes. What? Maybe Prince was involved.
I'm sorry, Mom. I don't mean to imply anything.
That's a dumb triangle.
I'm just saying, the fact that he has hit records and he has long purple hair.
Yeah.
All right.
Who knows?
The purple rain has begun.
Possible.
I support that.
Tell us where we get the new record and when and how, Jeremy. Tell us everything.
Sure. Amethyst Journey is available at iTunes Music. So please check that out. And it's available in hard copy as a CD right now at alaskaandjeremy.com with an A and D between our names.
Can I just tell you why I so relate to you? Just because we all have one story. Because you are obviously in a tribute to Stevie Nicks with your long, filmy... right at
bless her holy name.
What is it? What you're wearing exactly? It's a.
I have this gorgeous amethyst lace. It's just this beautiful lacy bit.
Yes.
And this wonderful long tie-dyed deep blue
fantastic.
And deep pink, and
it's fantastic.
And little amethyst.
Okay.
Overlays.
Okay, so when I went to USC, Stevie Nicks sang Tusk with the USC marching band.
Yeah. Don't say that you love me.
Bump, bump, bump. Say that you love me. Oh, my God. I can't believe you even know that, Stevie.
Oh, yes, huh?
Oh, you're going deep, Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah.
Right? With all the fucking trombones and...
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Leave it to Lindsey Buckingham.
Why was Lindsey Buckingham so mad that he had to write a breakup song and have the whole USC marching band spell it out
okay,
for her?
Okay, these are where all our memories like coincide because so... I'm at USC homecoming my freshman year, and Stevie Nicks is down on the goddamn field singing Tusk with the USC marching band.
Okay, wow. You
got the video?
Here we go. Yeah. The horse. Fight on for old SC. Our men fight on for victory. Okay. Yeah.
Wow, okay. Dude.
Yeah, here we go. We're going back, man. USC, class of 83.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
30 years old.
Okay, that's her on the field at USC. My year,
wow.
My freshman year.
That's insane. Okay. So, you saw
my
this?
Dorm mate at College Uni dorm at USC is on the fucking 50-yard line with Stevie Nicks during the homecoming, USC homecoming. And I was like, what the fuck is Grace Brown? And Stevie Nicks is fucking blasted. She's falling. She's like, she's throwing the baton all over. They're trying to pick her up. She's puking. Grace Bruns is with her. I was like, what is Grace Bruns doing on the 50-yard line with Stevie Nicks? And we found out later she just befriended her on the way into the tunnel.
Aww.
With the horse, and Tommy Trojan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here she goes. Look at her. Oh, my God. Look, this is when she still had motor skills before halftime. Look at this. Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at Stevie Nicks. Look at you. You are like a perfect embodiment.
Oh my God. Bless her holy name. Wow.
Tusk.
She was really pissed that they were doing Tusk.
That you love
it's
me.
It's not her song. It's Lindsay's
song.
This is her worst song ever.
Like, she was like, fuck.
There's Tommy Trojan.
I'm just getting wasted.
Guys. Tusk. Love me. Sorry.
Yeah, have to.
All right, I didn't end up. I didn't end up being one of those 55-year-old women in the maroon and gold pantsuits. But I'm just saying that moment took me.
Yeah,
but that was her worst song ever, right?
What is it?
It's a Lindsey Buckingham song.
Some ugly phallic allegory about you don't love my tusk anymore, Stevie. Is that the truth?
A tusk is used to gore. It's a violent.
Yes.
Toxic masculinity.
It's a sharp, phallic.
The flesh.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. What's your favorite Stevie Nicks song? Let's go to Happier Times. Sean will pull up whatever it is, and we'll close with that.
Oh, we're going
to
close out on their song.
Gypsy.
I sing Gypsy at karaoke, but I also love Sister of the Moon.
Oh, that's good. But let's try Gypsy. Let's just do a little karaoke here. Why not?
And you know what's even better than Tusk? Silver Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's better than Tusk.
Yeah.
And I'm a USC grad. All right. Listen, let me just say, you're going on dates, right? You have Atlanta, Georgia, right, coming up. You have an amazing number of tour dates.
Yeah,
October 14th in Bogota, Colombia?
Yeah.
All right, don't put anything up your ass that you don't want to.
No boofing.
I'm not going to. No boofing.
Don't.
No boofing will not be in my yearbook.
I mean, gigs are mostly...
Don't try to bring me back a gift up your ass
I'm
from
not
Colombia.
Going to.
Don't.
Yeah. I will.
Do it. Do we have...
Lace? Oh, I'm sorry. Is she wearing
Don't
black
say
or is that purple lace?
That's purple lace.
I just wanted you to have a chance to move your lace around.
Having a singularity.
Yeah.
Wow.
Purple lace.
Purple lace.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We got it. Gypsy. Yeah, as my mom said in 1978 in Lockport, New York, she said, "Oh, Steffi, your Geekwood flat tickets have arrived."
What?
Yeah, my mom was not as cool as yours. She said she thought they were called Geekwood flat.
Geekwood flat?
Because I was a geek, I guess. I don't know. Alaska, I don't know. Wait, are we going out on their song? Can we hear it from the new album?
Is this Alien from Amethyst?
Yeah.
From Alaska and Jeremy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Aliens.
This has been just a delight.
Thank you for having us.
A delight and a pleasure.
Here's to the liberal menace.
Thank you for the beauty tips. Fuck Trump. Can we give a big thumbs up? A big
universal income.
Yeah, there you go. With a big sparkly nail. Fuck you, Trump.
The future is
fuck Trump.
Yeah.
Fuck Trump. All right. Yes. We're going out with a little
amethyst
journey.
Amethyst journey, honey. Yes, God.
Jamie likes it.
What?
The aliens came down today. What would they think? What would they say? Would they like what we've done with the place? Would they tell us the secrets of the human race? What is a war?
Jamie likes
Why
it.
Does it start? Why build a planet just to tear it apart? If the aliens came down to Earth today.
Inspiring.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Alaska, Jeremy, the album's fantastic. Go get it. And Alaska says, go vote. Alaska, yep. Jeremy, and Jamie, the Bionic Rescue Dog, say, go vote. Thank you, guys. Happy.
Thank you very much.
Happy hour.
Thank you.
And give a helping hand and not ask why. What is the meaning of this life that we live? What good is taking when it's so good to give? If the aliens came down to Earth today. So what they really find, the same beating heart inside you and me. Maybe they could teach us to live peacefully. If the aliens came down to Earth today. Whoa.
If the aliens came down from space, would they beam me up and take me away from this place? Maybe their galaxy would feel like home. Maybe up there